Lightning fans, you found the right show for everything you need to know about your favorite team in the NHL. It's the Lightning Insider Podcast with Eric Erlandson. Get ready for insight, historical perspective, interviews, and breaking news that comes from a reporter insider who's got near 20 years on the Tampa Bay Lightning beat. Now for the latest with the Lightning, here's Eric.
All right, here we are again, LightningInsider.com podcast. Eric Erlandson, LightningInsider.com. Apologies for forgetting to do something the other night after the game against Montreal. The 19 games in 33 nights apparently affects more than just the hockey players, because it slipped my mind as I made my way home after that game against Montreal. That was a 3-2 loss in that game. Slow start, bad first period. Really good the rest of the game. Only allowed Montreal 10 shots on goal total in the final two periods. But, got Sam Montembeault a little bit in that game. Couldn't find the equalizer and eventually fell to Montreal after what John Cooper called a listless first period. And he's not incorrect there. You were hoping in a lot of ways that that was going to be corrected going into Thursday's game against Ottawa. And it was not, even though for a good portion of the game, it was starting to mirror Tuesday's game in a lot of ways. Again, not a bad first period, but these lulls that have kind of struck down the Lightning of late, especially in the post-All-Star schedule, they kind of hit some quicksand for about 5 or 6 minutes, and it ends up being the difference a lot of times in games, and in a lot of ways it kind of was the difference again tonight, because fell behind 2-0. A 5 or 6 minute span after the Lightning started well enough, had the puck, controlled the puck, and then fell asleep. Ottawa had I think they finished the first period with 12 or 13 tracked scoring chances. I'm pretty sure 90% of those came in that 5 or 6 minute span. And Brian Elliott came up with some really good stops, but you can't stop them all. You're going to give up odd man rushes and everything else. It all just kind of snowballed in about 5 or 6 minutes, and Ottawa scored twice in that time frame. And maybe what's disappointing for the Lightning in this situation is that in the second period, I mean, they dominated the second period. They dominated it. 5-on-5, the shot attempts were 21-5. A couple power plays in there as well. But 21-5 were the shot attempts at even strength. I think the scoring chances were like 15-3 in favor of Tampa Bay. Couldn't find a way to equalize the game. Brayden Point did get a goal, his 45th of the year. He's just the third player in Lightning franchise history to record at least 45 goals in a season. So he's five away from reaching 50, and he's five in the final nine to reach the 50-goal mark. He'd be just the third player also to reach 50 goals, joining Steven Stamkos and Vinny Lecavalier. And that goal happened on a play that you would like to see more often, because it started with a good check by Nikita Kucherov in the neutral zone. He uses the boards to his advantage, strips a puck, starts a transition the other way. It's Kucherov to Stamkos to Kucherov to Point. And that made it a 2-1 game. And you felt, okay, here they go. Here they go. And they did. Again, pressure, forecheck, not letting Ottawa have the puck, not letting Ottawa utilize their speed, much like in a lot of ways how the Lightning played against the Devils in the two games up in New Jersey last week. Not to the same degree of success throughout the game, but in the second period, that's exactly how things were going. And then they take it's just a bad penalty. It's an unnecessary and a bad penalty taken by Tanner Jeannot in the offensive zone, a tripping call with about 4 minutes to go. Again, completely unnecessary, didn't need to do it, was away from the play, puts Ottawa on the power play, and Ottawa had already shown earlier in the game how dangerous their power play can be. They have some good players on Ottawa. They're going to be a team, if they get goaltending, to kind of watch out for next year. And they're still kind of in the race this year, but not really in the race this year. So, you know, they can really move the puck around. Tim Stützle is a fantastic player. He's already a 30-goal scorer. Brady Tkachuk is a 30-goal scorer. They have Claude Giroux there now. Thomas Chabot on the back end. They bring in Jacob Chychrun, you know, to be on that back end as well. Drake Batherson, you know, so they have some. Alex DeBrincat. They got some really dangerous players. And that's just a bad time to take a penalty and potentially kill momentum. And that's exactly what happened. Because with about three or four seconds left on the power play, Ottawa scored. So it takes a 2-1 game to a 3-1 game with just under 2 minutes to go in the period. And it was pretty much, I mean, that was it. The game was all but over at that point. I know in the third, the Lightning got a Mikhail Sergachev power play goal to cut it to 3-2. But the way they played in the third, it was like they had no energy, no motion, no compete level. You know, the Senators just dominated the third period. And the 7-2 score, it looks a little worse than it actually was. But, it still wasn't a bell-of-the-ball performance by any measure in the third period. The 7 looks ugly. There's an empty net goal in there, for sure. And, again, poor Brian Elliott takes a loss where he didn't get a whole lot of help in front of him. Ends up giving up 6 goals in that game. I mean, there's been a number of games now in the last little while. The Lightning have let in, you know, 6-7 goals. And that's not a good trend. That is not a good trend. Like, you can lose games at this time of the year, and you've heard me say it. The Lightning went 8-7 in March last year. They had 2 3-game losing streaks in March last year. They had a 4-game winless streak in April, the beginning part of April. And, you know, I've had these conversations with plenty who just decide that the games in March means that the playoffs are not even worth watching because they're not going to play well, right? In May of 2021, the Lightning won 2 of their final 6 games of the regular season. So this is my point all along, is that, you know, you don't have to be quote-unquote clicking on all cylinders. You don't have to be at the height of your game heading into the final stretches of the regular season before the playoffs begin. And you know, they are 9 games away now. You're down to single digits in the number of regular season games remaining on the schedule. But you do want to feel a little, have some positive vibes going. And there's no positive vibes going with this team in these type of performances, right? You felt really good about how they played against New Jersey. They had to come back and win the game against Montreal. So they won 3 games in a row. Now they've lost 3 games in a row. It's the first 3-game losing streak they had. This is on the heels earlier in the month, the first 5-game winless stretch they've had in 9 years. But just watching, sometimes it's the way you lose. And the way they're losing right now is not easy to watch. And I know it because I watch it every night. And I know it because I hear from plenty of fans every night about how they're playing. And, you know, I just need to once again reiterate to all of those who tell me to hit the panic button and everything else, I have never tried to suggest that the Lightning are playing well right now. They're not. Defensively, they're all over the map, not paying attention to the dangerous areas of the ice, backing in off their blue line way too much and way too deep and way too easily. So there's a lot of bad habits going on right now that's leading to these games. But I have to say again that the way you play on a Tuesday in Montreal, a Thursday in Ottawa, does not mean that's how you're going to play in the playoffs.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Don't be left out. Make sure you subscribe to the Lightning Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else where podcasts are found. Now, here again is Eric.
But you do want to have at least something to hang your hat on if you're the Lightning. And they've got 9 games to kind of figure this part of it out, just to feel good about themselves, feel good about their game. And it's not simple. You've got, you know, 2 more games left on this road trip, and the first 2 games of this trip were easily the most winnable of the trip. You lost both of them, and now you've got to go to Boston for an afternoon game as the Bruins are chasing history. You have to go to Carolina on Tuesday, and we all know what happened the last time the Lightning were in Carolina. It was the low point of that 5-game winless stretch. You come home, you have games against Washington and the Islanders. And then you go on the road. You got to face the Rangers, the Islanders, and then you go back to Ottawa. And then you close out the regular season with games against Toronto and Detroit before the playoffs begin. You know, the loss tonight combined with Toronto's win down in Florida, Lightning are 5 points behind Toronto now for that number 2 spot in the division. So in all likelihood, barring a Toronto collapse, and Toronto's got a couple of games in hand here, you know, the Lightning are for sure once again going to start on the road in Toronto against the Leafs. I'm sure they'll be underdogs. So you get 9 games left before you start prepping for that. And maybe Boston gets your attention. Maybe Carolina gets your attention, knowing the level you're going to have to get to, just to show what kind of a team you are. Because it's so interesting in a lot of ways to see this stretch from this team. Because way back at the end of January, when they were heading into the All-Star break, They were playing very well. They hit that 3-game home stretch before the break. They beat Minnesota, they beat Boston, and they beat the LA Kings. Those are 3 playoff teams, and they won all 3 heading into the break. And ever since then, it's been downhill. And in fact, I've got some numbers posted on my website, pre-All-Star and post-All-Star break, that are very interesting. To see the differences and why maybe things have kind of gone the way they have post-All-Star break. And they've had good spurts, but they've had a lot of poor spurts, right? And they're in the middle of a disappointing stretch right now, which came off the heels of a 3-game winning streak. So you got to go check out some of these numbers that I dug up during the day before the game. I can tell you they didn't get a lot better after the game with their performance in Ottawa. So again, that's lightninginsider.com. If you're not a subscriber, podcast is the code to use. $10 off first year of an annual subscription. So use that code podcast to take advantage of that code. And a lot of it has to do, and it's not just, as we've talked a lot about, especially the conversations I've had with Chief on the pregame skate show as well as the last call, it's not just the defensive numbers that kind of make you raise your eyebrows. There's more to it than just that aspect of their game. So again, lightninginsider.com. If you don't know how to navigate the website, you can either go click on the game recaps at the top of the page, or just scroll down a little bit and you'll get a direct link to tonight's game, which I have a lot of the information there. You'll see it when you scroll down just a little bit on the bottom of the page. And the first thing you see, if you haven't signed up yet, is how to sign up. So that's the first thing you see when you hit the homepage. So not a lot of positive sort of floating around this team right now. Got to find some way to get those vibes going. Because again, it's not always you're losing games, it's how you're losing games. And, you know, it's the number of goals against that the team has given up. And there's a lot of areas that, you know, need to be addressed. And look, tonight was game number 18 in 18 out of 19 in 33 nights. So they're coming to the end of that little tunnel. There's some light here, because it has been relentless. It's just night after night after night after night, you're playing hockey. Remember, they had four straight weekends of back-to-back games on Saturday and Sunday after playing games Tuesday and Thursday. You know, this stretch started at the end of February. They had the home game against the Ducks, coming back from a Western Conference road trip. So it's been 19 games in 33 days. I want to say in this stretch they've probably had an actual practice, maybe four times. And it's a mental. There's a mental fatigue that comes with this, and there's no doubt there's some physical fatigue to have to get up to the level you know you have to get to. When this team's been through what they've been through the past few years, you know, these are hard games to get your level of game up to. And again, Eric, it's an excuse. Stop giving them excuses. It's not an excuse, but it is reality. You know, we think that sometimes the players are just robots and they need to go out and perform. And it doesn't always work that way. The problem is it's collectively. It's everybody. I mean, it's everybody. There's not too many nights when the Lightning have games like this where you can point to and say, yeah, he had a good game. Or that line had a good game. It's up and down the lineup. And I think the most, or one of the more alarming aspects of it, is that it's the vets. Right, it's the veterans, and you know there's probably a reason why at the beginning of March, John Cooper made the bold decision to sit down Nikita Kucherov, Steven Stamkos, and Braden Point for a full period. Because if those are the guys that set the standard, and that's something John Cooper said after that game, that 99% of the time those are the guys that lead the way. They're also the ones right now committing some of the more difficult to watch situations, whether it's Victor Hedman, whether it's Steven Stamkos, whether it's Braden Point, whether it's Nikita Kucherov. You know, it's the guys that have won championships. I won't throw Alex Killorn into that loop, because I think Killorn has played pretty well for the most part. You know, he's not much of an offender. He doesn't commit many of those situations, but you know, it is a lot of the guys who have quote unquote set that standard. And if they're going to play like that, when you have new faces on your team, right, even a Brandon Hagel, a Nick Paul, you know, you bring in Tanner Janot, you bring in Mikey Acemont, all these new players, those are the ones you want to be showing the example to. Those are the ones to say, this is a Lightning standard. Everybody has to do it. But if the top guys aren't setting the standard, then you can't expect the other guys to do it for you. And I think that's what you kind of have to look at here and say, let's get those top guys back into playing at a level we know that they can get to because we've seen it. We've seen it recently, in fact. But you got to get it on a more consistent basis to get this team feeling good about where they're heading right now. And again, I'm not, you know, how you play on a Thursday in Ottawa is not how you play on Thursday in March in Ottawa is not how you play on a Tuesday in Toronto in game one of the playoffs. It's just not how it works. But you want to have the guys who set the standard setting the standard. And I think that's kind of what's missing here. And it's been up and down on that aspect for a while. And if you're going to win championships, your best players need to be your best players. And right now, their best players are not their best players. All right, that is going to wrap it up for me. I am out this weekend. I have a wish me luck. I'm on a chaperoning a field trip, high school field trip, over the weekend. Going to be in Orlando. So yes, I'll bring my sunscreen and I'll hydrate. Don't worry. But wish me luck on that. We have a busy itinerary over 3 days. I'll be back certainly behind the microphone for Tuesday's game in Carolina. I'll have pregame skate show at 6 with Chief, as well as the last call after that game as well. And the Lightning will actually come home after the game in Boston. It's an afternoon start, so they'll come home. They're going to get a full day off without having to play a game the next day, which hasn't happened since they came home from Vegas. So that's going to feel like a month-long vacation compared to what they've had to deal with here the last little while. And then they'll actually leave on Monday. So I should be back and ready to go for practice on Monday ahead of Tuesday's game against Carolina. Thanks as always for listening, the support, and everything else. And have a good weekend. We'll talk soon.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1 pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.